because you're going to hear this once in your life. You've never heard anything about this, and you're never going to hear it again. So, is it the most important shiur you hear in seminary? The answer is yes, I tell them. And that's the way it is, Rabbi Sai. When I was learning these halakhos, and maybe one of the reasons why I wrote this book, and same with Kabbalah and Shabbos, is because I was speaking to Rabbanim, and there was very little knowledge in Kabbalah and Shabbos, especially with high-tech. And I said this Barabim on a podcast, so many people might have heard this, but there was, after I wrote Kabbalah and Shabbos, there was a old yid. I'm gonna say it really happened in Yiddish, and you're gonna miss the story. But I'll try to translate it. But there was a Alta Polish yid, and he called me, and it was a Kabbalah and Shabbos shaila, and he was doing something in. He had a contract to hotels, and he was doing something in the hotels on Shabbos, and he was selling certain things through the mini bars. Without the whole story, but bottom line is. Once we resolved that issue, I asked him, because I figured, I said, what's the guy selling? I said, Fostakoivster, what are you selling? And he starts telling me what he sells, Skittles, Kit Kat. I said, Fostakoivster, Van, do you sell wine? And maybe we'll touch on wine, and if you remind me, and maybe tomorrow we'll touch on wine, because it's very important also. People are buying wine, Geish wine, giving it for presents, you can't do that. And it's Nichol and Isuri Achila, and Isuri Mischa, you can't do business with non-kosher wine. Anyway, so I said, you're selling wine? The kosher van? I said, yeah. I said, kosher van? Kosher van? Nish kosher van. Not kosher van. I said, Weisman, mechanisch verkäufe nish kosher van? And I'll sell not kosher van. So he said, Azoi? This is the I want to tell you something. You know, people who call and ask shilas are usually tremendous people, answer people, and people looking to do the right thing. That's not the majority of people who call what business shilas. This is an erlich person. And he says, Azoi? I said, Azoi. So this is a whole conversation we had in Polish. You know. So he says, Nee, ich verkauf das zu Goyim, nicht zu Yidden. He's selling this to Goyim. Only Goyim are drinking the wine in the hotel, in the minibar. Okay. So I said, man mag nicht verkaufen nicht kosher wine. You can't sell not kosher wine. Man mag nicht verkaufen zu Yidden, and man mag nicht verkaufen zu Goyim. You can't sell non kosher wine. So he says, "Shtochelkim of them." I said, "Nish for Ashkenazim, nish for Sfardim, shtochelkim of them." I tell him. He says, "There are people who disagree with this." I said, "Nope, you can't do it." So he was quiet, and then he tells me, "Hezachan, young man, listen to me, young man." Which, with me and my pleasure's age, when you tell me, "Young man," we know this is not going to end well. And I said, "I'm listening." He said, "Ich hab nicht gerufen wegen dem. I didn't call you about this." You understand? And he had never heard of it. These are Sugis and Shas, Gemaras, and Mishnayos, Yerushalmi, Babli, Shulchan Aruch, right? A lot of Simonim Shulchan Aruch discusses, and he was unaware. This is a person unaware. If you never. Know anything, never learn anything about Beirer, the laws of Beirer, of separating on Shabbos. Imagine that. Imagine you missed that whole week in yeshiva. Or wherever you get educated in Torah law. You missed that whole week. You're out of town. You know nothing about Beirer. You literally never heard about Beirer. You're going to go one day in your life to a kiddush and start whipping, well, they don't have it anymore, but you're pulling bones out of fish, or you're going to be pulling out of the watermelons back when they had the pits. You're going to do Beirer, and many people will say nothing, but someone's going to say, "I think that's Beirer." Someone's going to say something. And you will go your whole life, and you'll be over on Mufurish HaHalach and Shulchan Aruch and business, and no one will ever say anything to you. That's the way it is. No one knows what's going on in your business. No one asks what's going on in your business. I'm the only one who does, because it's not, people don't feel so threatened. They want to just, I'm just schmoozing about halacha. If you have a nursing home, that's the first question I ask. You're serving kosher, you're serving treif. How does that work? And they start, these people are the most confident people. And they know every single part of their business. And these businesses, these nursing homes, they're like cities. And they can tell you everything, how it runs, or the division and who's the guy who runs it. They know everything about it. And then you ask him, how do you do that halachically? And then it's like they develop a stutter, and then they tell you, my shutev takes care of it. I said, call your shutev, and the shutev immediately says, no, you take care of it. And they know it takes care of it. That's the way it is, Rabbi Sai. So to learn these halachas is very important, very important. It wasn't done. and it's being done, and kol kavod to the Reish Kailim, and kol kavod to all of you for buckling down and learning this sugya. Rabbi said, the sugya we're learning the sugya of Issa Schaira is that the Issa, the prohibition to do business, can't do business, a very unique halacha. You can't do business with certain things that are usher to eat. Okay? And if you went through the Mishnah and you went through the Yerushalmi, you'll know that there's a little noise about maybe it's even usher b'hana. And it's a very big difference. Issa Schaira and Issa Hana, two different things. If you have a trucking company and you're trucking pallets of food for a company that hired you to truck it, if that food's usher b'hana, you can't do that. You cannot truck us Issuri Hana. You're making money off of Issuri Hana. You're not allowed to do that. But if it's Issa Schaira, then I'll be mutter, because I'm not doing business with it. I have no ownership stake. There's no equity, right? It's a very, very big difference. If we could say it's a Schaira, it'll be somewhat limited, but we'll see. It'll be Negeah. If we say it's a Hana, it becomes like Chametz, and this becomes way more Chomer. Okay? So I'm going to start from the Gemara in Psachim, because it brings out the mechanics of how the Issa works, and you should understand. And first of all, it's always good to understand the site of the Issa and how the Issa works, even though it sounds academic, but really it's going to play out halachically to understand the underpinnings and the site, the foundation of what is this Issa about. So the Gemara has, and this is Gemara really starts in Chav Beis and it goes on, but we're just highlighting a very tight Gemara in Chav Gimel. The Gemara has the site in that part of Tzachim, that when the Torah says lo yoichal, the Torah says you can't eat it. Things that are asr, that are raisa. The Gemara says this is asr bahana, a yisoy. It's asr bahana, a klal. The Torah says lo yoichal, says lo yoichal, says yoichal again. It's including isuri hana. So isuri hana means it's forbidden to the klal to benefit from it, which means I don't have to own it, right? I can't benefit from it. If a guy has chametz, do I own the chametz? I don't own the chametz. I can't benefit from that chametz. Simonim and Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim about this. I can't have benefit from it. I can't. If I have a storehouse, a warehouse, and you're going to pay me per pallet to store things in my way, and you're going to pay me to store chametz, you can't have that. So I'm being nene. I'm benefiting. You cannot financially benefit from chametz because chametz is asr b'hanah. Nevelis and treifis, food that's usher to eat, the Minat Torah, is not usher b'hanan. Veils trevis are things that are like either the animal is not a min kosher, non-kosher animal, or it's not shechted properly. So it's a nevela. Nevelus and trevis, right? That's not usher b'hanan. But the Gemara, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, it's not usher b'hanan. But we'll see, let's understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, lo yechal means usher b'hanan. Lo yechal is said on nevelus, and lo yechal is said on trevis. So the Gemara says, "Vahari shrotzim." This is Chav Gimel Amirah. Vahari shrotzim. The Rechman Amir Sheket Shula Yoichal. Shkotzim and Shkotzim are things that are usher to eat. These are bugs and these are dvarim tmeim that you cannot eat at Minat Torah. The Tanan, and we learned Seidei Chayev Oifoyt V'Dogim Shenizdamnu Lo Minim. Now there's a Yisoid called Nizdamnu. Nizdamnu means I didn't really mean to buy these things. They ended up by me. How did they end up by me? A person tries to buy a kosher animal, and he shechts it, and it's treif. He didn't mean to engage in business of tarfus, but now it's an avela. It's a treif animal. That, the Gemara says, is nizdamnu. It ended up by me. I didn't want it to. It ended up by me. So the Gemara says, if it ended up on you, the halach is you're allowed to sell it. So the Gemara says, if it's asr b'hana, why are you allowed to sell it? So the Gemara says, shani hasam d'amakra lochem. Lachem means you're allowed to use it, right? So first we know Loyechal means you're not allowed to use it. Lachem is being marbi, you're allowed to use it. Means if it ended up by you, you didn't come to do business with it. It just ended up by you, and it could be the Pashkim say a person was Yairish it. He didn't mean it ended up by him, he could sell it off. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar kol Lachem. Lachem, yeah, you could use it, right? This is Ihachi afil lechetchila. So that means there's no Issahana. A person's allowed to use it. So the Gemara says, no. Shani Hachd Amakra Yeh Bavyasan. The Isser remains. Right? So the Gemara says two conflicting, there's a tension of two things. One is saying there's an Isser, but by Nizdamnu, then it's Mutter. Now, Rabbi Shai, if you keep in Cheshbon of simply the math, really, really, if you read the Gemara should be like this. L'chadchila, without nizdamnu, there's an issa hana. Lo yechel means issa hana, right? Lo yechel means issa hana. And then there's a heter if it ended up by you. If it ended up by you, then you're allowed to sell it. But if it didn't end up by you, if a person wants to know, l'chat chile, can I go into business with nevelus and treifus? The answer should be, it's asr b'hana, because lo yechel means issa b'hana. But that is not true. You'll touch the chenarach kuf yedayin. Kol dovish also minat tayra. Anything that you're not allowed to eat minat tayra. Afal pisha mutzah b'hano. Person's allowed to be netted from it. Rabbi Yisai. So where did the math get jumbled? What happened over here? Rabbi Yisai, Chazal understood that you can't have lechetchilas and bedievids al pitayra. There's no such thing. When you ask a shayla and the person says makom hefsid b'diavad, what that by definition means either talking about their opponents and they will make makom hefsid. You're talking about an issur midarabanan, a prohibition that was not minat Torah, or you're talking about a shayla with this atzad. There's different opinions. There are those that are stringent and there are those that are lenient. So we try to be stringent, but makom hefsid, you know, b'diavad. It's not something we recommend to go in lechatchila, but you're not in a lechatchila dika situation. There's no word for lechatchila, but yeah, I can't. But so you're not in lechatchila dika situation, right? So but the evid we say it involves a monetary loss, it involves something else, or whatever it is, or the person himself is in a b'di'evid dika matziv, right? We all know such people. So therefore, we allow it. Minat Torah, there's no such thing as lechatchila b'di'evid. Chazal, we're trying to figure out, there has to be a cohesive understanding of this law. A person l'chatchila has an issa hana, but if it ended up by him, then the issa hana goes poof. And so Chazal designed, really, and they explain it, that it has to be one cohesive halacha. And what is that cohesive halacha? The halacha is, a person cannot be kiveya melachtoi l'davar aser. That means, it's one yisoy ha'issa. You can't base your business on dvar masurim. Which means, if it's nizdamnu, if it ended up by me, by definition, not lechatchila b'di'evit, by definition, I'm not doing the iser. The iser is not hana. The iser is, don't base your business, right? And when we define business, we're going to see what the definition is. But the basing business means you're owning it. Don't be kiveyam lachta, and it's loshne Rambam, I'll read you the Rambam. And this is going to have nafkaminas lahalacha straight up. The Rambam says like this, kol dover she'osu b'achila, mutter b'hana, afal pishu mutter b'hana, osur lasus b'chchayra, ulechaven melachta b'dvar masurim. The word melachaven melachta b'dvar masurim means don't focus your work on dvar masurim. Don't base your work on, don't line up your work. Don't base your business off dvar masurim. If things end up in your business that are dvar masurim, but you didn't base it, and we're going to go through maybe tomorrow in Nizdamnu, I don't think we'll get it today, and we'll see a lot of halachas and a lot of machlokes about this nekuda, what's called mechavin melacht l'dvar masurim. I'll just give you a few, I'll just give you one, right? There's the Daika Tshuva brings. It brings paiskim. Even though a person is not allowed to buy dvar masurim, you can't buy nevelis and you can't buy treifis, ayidei shliach, right? I can give my money to a wealth manager and say, manage the money for me. And this wealth manager starts picking where he's putting the money in. And some of the money is going in. Some of it is going into companies that are dvarim asurim. And the Daka Tshuva says, this is mutter l'chul yamen. He brings the Beis Yitzchak and others that bring this halacha. If I don't tell him, lehedya, go buy this, right? Go buy this, go buy equity in that company. I say, manage my wealth. And it's his discretion what to do, right? And he goes, and he takes my money. So it's my equity, it's my ownership, it's my business, kilo, right? And he goes and he picks these places to put it, including companies that are buying and selling dvar masurim. He says it's mutter. And why does he say it's mutter? Lechoshev mechavin melachto dvar masurim. I am not basing my iser on dvar masurim. I'm not saying the right English word. I don't know if there is, but I'm not focusing my business. The Yisoyda Isser is don't focus your business on Dvarim Asurim. And
if I is Jewish?
Sorry?
The financial planner.
That's a different discussion. If the financial planner is Jewish, could you have a head to both ways? But let's keep things simple because that's definitely not our topic. So
is this a Isser Drabon? What's the
story? It's an Isser Deraisa.
You can't have
lechatchila b'di'evit. It's not, that's exactly my point. It's not lechatchila b'di'evit. It's one cohesive halacha. It's asa min ha-Torah. According to Ruba, the Ruba, I'm saying the Trimus HaDesh is b'chadish there, but the Paiskim say the Gemara is not like that. Ruba, the Ruba Paiskim, Lamaisa, we go, it's an Isser, the Iraisa. You cannot base your business on Dvarim Asurim. And this is actually, and it's good you brought that up, this is one of those unique places where, even though it's Isser Torah, we say, why is it Asser? Usually, if it's Asser, it's Asser. Why is it Asser? Because you will come to eat it. Now, when you hear like "come to eat it," usually that's a sayog. That's a derabonan. Don't do this. Don't do kinyanim because you'll come to write. But it's an iser Torah to protect the eating of dvar masur, to protect the person. You're not allowed to base your business in dvar masurim, and that's an iser min ha-Torah. And when you learn the sugya lemaisa, you're going to learn it as an iser deraisa, and sveikus will be suffik iser, and you can't be meikah on these type of things. One second. You do have such musagim. You have. Okay, I'm not gonna. There are a few cases. Min ha-Torah, you'll find some shittas in Yichud that even though it's Issa Torah, it's only Gzeir Mishum Avera. It's not just an Issa Torah, and there'll be nafka minas over there, and that's a huge Mochikas, Pshach, and Chazanish in the back over there. If that makes sense, Min ha-Torah not, and Pshach says it doesn't, the Chazanish says it does. Generally, you don't find such musagim that it's Issa Torah, but it's Atu Gzeir Shem Yechel. In the Issa Torah, it's Gzeir Shem Yechel, but that's what's before. That's what's before, and it makes enough to me now. It's Gzeir Shem Yechel. Yeah.
So why can't I buy stock in McDonald's to Shem Yechel? I have no ability
to go to the South. So it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You're not going to start carving out a term for yourself because you're not bumping into the food. You understand? There are cases when it's not clear if it's called Vinkaveh Malach Tescher, and then the Paiskim say, that since it's Gzeir Shem Yechel and it does apply, so that's called Tzchayra. But actually buying the Veil's Travis will make a difference. And if you go, the Chassam Sofer is very, very clear about this, that if you're going to own equity, and I'm not going to, and stock in McDonald's, you're going to get into the whole schmoozer of Moshe if public companies with stock is ownership in the product, or Moshe holds it's not. Okay, so that's a whole different discussion. But let's not talk about it. Let's tell you you're a hedge fund, and you're buying equity in a company, a real equity in a company, right? And you're never going past the boardroom, right? And they're not letting you pass the boardroom. It makes no difference. The definition of doing schar is ownership and equity of the business. And if you have ownership and equity of Dvar Masurim, it is also deraisa, and a yid cannot do that, Rabbi Say. Yeah.
Does that apply to pet food as well?
It does not. It applies for Dvar Masurim, Reila Chila. If it's human grade. It really, there's a remarsha about this. Bas b'cholov is not so easy to get real bas b'cholov. You have to cook it, you know. They cook it.
They take protein and throw it in.
And they boil it up in a pot. Okay, fine.
You don't have
All right. You know, the Rambam holds is no, but it's a, I know a bas b'cholov unless it's kosher meat. You know. All right, fine. So it's not so simple. You know, we have to get a hashkacha, bas b'cholov is. I don't know if anyone does it. Yeah, it's not very common in Lakewood. But if someone's going to drive an Uber Eats, right? Someone's going to drive an Uber Eats, and they're going to drive tarfus from a restaurant to a person who ordered it. If it's asr b'hano, you're not allowed to do that. It's not asr b'hano, you are allowed to do it. It's not asr b'hano. Schoira, as defined in the Paiskim, is ownership, equity. Schoira means I'm actually the businessman, I'm doing business, I'm buying something. That's schoira, okay? So, that's the first step. Everybody said that's the first step. The Chassam Sofer says, besides the equity and the ownership, the Chassam Sofer says, Fashtetzach, a person can't be working with Nebelis and Trefis. Now, how far does that go? I don't know. But he says, Fashtetzach, a yid is not allowed to work in a restaurant and this becomes a problem because there are people who want to become a chef because Miami has maybe even more restaurants than shuls and
they do what?
Yeah. Oh, not even close. And to become a chef and to get to wear that funny suit, you have to go to chef school and you have to sometimes prep food. And he is not allowed to do that. So it becomes a problem.
What do you mean with preparing ready-made food? Work, let's just
in
a bunch of shop, raw, non-kosher
meat. Makes no difference. Yeah, it would be awesome. 100% awesome. Yeah, it would be awesome. Yeah. So the Chassam Sofer does say that it goes both ways. If you're going to say it's Gzeir Shem Yechel, Yizicha can't work with the food. But the Issa Schayre, that the more relevant, because more relevant is the ownership chelik of the Issa. A person cannot own and cannot have equity in. You know, I understand, but the, it's not schayre in the context of Issa Schayre. Anyways, you don't own it. He's saying if schayre is Chazal said schayre is gzeir shem yoichel, then it has to be also. It is what he says. Since it has to be also, but Moshe writes it has to be also. Okay.
Include being the business of manufacturing mice and rats for medical experiments.
That's not our topic this year. Manufacturing rats.
I mean, that's my schayre.
But that's something we need to definitely needs to be addressed. Right. It's not really lachila. I mean, it sounds like it's killing the rats and the thing.
No, you ship them live. You do genetic alterations. Not a lot of companies.
No. It's not an edible food. It has to be edible food. No. It has to be edible. No, even Schrutzman, a guy called me, he has like a juice bar franchise. It has to be sold as edible food. Everybody said, it has to be sold as edible food. If you're shipping skins and footballs, these are not edible stuff. It has to be edible food, Rabbi said. A guy called me that he has like a franchise of these juice bars, and like they take these fruits and they make these smoothies, and it's for goyim. He says it's also the rice for you to eat this. The whole thing's infested with protein of bugs, right? So he wants to know, could a person sell juice and smoothies that's infested and it's also the rice? He's like, it's 100% also the rice for you to eat it, right? So what's the answer? The answer is, I tell, are you charging extra for the bugs? And if you're not charging the bugs, it's free. You're not doing schayre, right? You're b'chol not doing schayre. He's not making money, right? Just to take it out, vasepis. And unless pshat is you're advertising, this has a protein quality to the thing. But if you're not advertising as such, we're talking about a person who's in some angle for profit of edible tarfis, nevelis, and trefis, and shkotzim, and muslim, and these type of things. Rabbi said the halacha is that's us. Okay, so now I'm going to go to the most relevant chelik for, it's relevant to a lot of people, but it's relevant to almost all people in the business world in when we discuss workers. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch says like this. This is in Kufi Giant. Kol Dover Sha'asr. This is all clear so far. This was essentially Akdama. Kol Dover Sha'asr Minatayra. Anything that you cannot eat Minatayra, and sometimes people. Gets complicated. What's asr minatayra? Because minatayra could be roiv, mina could be nois and tam. This is you have to have a knowledge in your idea on what's asr minatayra. But something that we're talking about a piece of meat and it's not shechted properly, or it's from a behemoth tmeya, so it's for sure asr. Anything that's asr minatayra, afal pisha mutter bahano. A person's allowed to benefit. A person's allowed to be an Uber driver, a truck driver, storage, whatever it is. Imu davra hamayuchid lemaychol. If it's something that is made to eat, and we eat, we're talking about to eat humans, to eat it, human consumption. Also lasis by schayra, oy lahalvis alav. And maybe we'll come back to lahalvis. Lahalvis means using the food as a mashkin. Afilu, okay, so we're gonna, this is a Ramah, it's very important. Afilu liknoisoy lahachiloy lepoilov, ovdi kachavim aser. A person cannot take food, which is tarfis, and feed it to our workers. And this happens, Rabbi say, every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, that people are feeding workers, they're feeding workers tarifs. And we're going to define what it means feeding, because if you're paying for it, you're feeding them. It's yours, and you're giving it to them. You're paying, which means you have chevra on business trips, and they're buying things with credit cards. Or you give them, or you're just simply buying it from them, right? You have a job in Vineland, which is, let's say, 30 miles south of Lakewood, and you're building out someone's facility. And you're under pressure because you have a timeline, right? You're a contractor and you want to finish because the guy wants you to finish and you want to get paid. So your workers are going to stop because they have to eat, right? They're going to stop for lunch. So you say, you work. I can't do your work, but I could go to McDonald's like you can go to McDonald's. Tell me what you want and I'll buy it for you. This happens every day. So now, the child is, are you allowed to do that? You're pulling into McDonald's, you have the order. Right, we're not getting involved in Marishayim. There's not a Lebedik Yid over here. Or you come in a complete disguise, assuming that takes care of that, and kind of ice goonished. And you come in and you buy it and you bring it back. Okay? Or you could go on your credit card and you could Uber eat it over. But if you pay for it, you're the owner of it. And now when you hand it over, you bought something and you're giving it to the pilot. The Ramah says, Rabbi Yisai, the Ramah says it's aser. Okay? And there's a few halachas you have to know. The Beis Yosef brings a goy smaimenis. No chalkim of them. You're not allowed to give a matana to a goy of nevelis and treifis. Now, why can't, Rabbi Yisai, why can't I buy nevelis and treifis to give to a goy? He's mashmagad, it's the same issue. It's asner aisa. You cannot buy a present to give to a goy of nevelis and treifis. Why can't you do that? How am I doing business? It's the worst business possible if you're not getting paid, right? How are you making money? And so Chazal understood, and there was Yerid L'Sev Daiti Shal Adam, that nothing is free and there's no free lunches, quite literally. And if you're buying a person a present, it's because you are, Chazal were very cynical, it means you want to get a Tevis Hanav back. And every transaction is somehow a reciprocal transaction. And if you're buying something, that means you want something back. Either he did something to you and you owe him something, and this is how you're pattering your choiv, which that's a transaction, a two-way transaction, or you're trying to fakoiv him because you want him to stay late. Whatever it is, Rabbi said. And so, a yid is not allowed to buy a present of nevelis and treifis to a goy. Okay, that's step A. So, could a yid feed a goy? So a yid cannot feed a goy. This is... Yeah, because this transaction, we'll discuss in this damnu. If you could hang on there, we might get to it tomorrow. Nizdamnu means I'm not here to engage in that. So I'll give an example straight off the bat. Imagine a person is buying, he buys pallets, he buys containers of returns from Walmart. Okay, and this, I know, I have many people I know very well, they're in this business. They buy the closeouts of, and they get, it goes per pound, they weigh these pallets, it's full of every junk in the world. Okay, and then it gets processed, and then everything goes up on Amazon and eBay. That's the business they're in, okay? So imagine a guy buys pallets. In those pallets, he gets some what are those hard meats called? Some jerky. Jerky. So he gets some jerky. There is no way he could censor that out. In other words, it's 1%. It's not even 1%. In terms of value, it's nothing. It's minuscule, but it's there. So can a person buy these? Because every single trailer load that comes is going to have a piece of jerky, right? So there we say, that's called nizdamnu, and this is really for tomorrow, but I'm just going to, you should have a clarity on what we're talking about. Nizdamnu means I'm not coming to transact with this nevelis and treifis. And it would be easier for me if it wasn't there, because it's going straight in there, I would just throw it straight. I don't want it. I don't want it. But I can't sort it out, and I can't sift it, and I can't block it. It's coming, okay? So since you're not coming to do business with this jerky, and it doesn't really have a financial, it doesn't move the needle at all, it doesn't help you financially, that's not where the money is being made. If you would come, it wouldn't come, it wouldn't even show up on your balance sheet, right? So since I'm not coming to do business with this nevelis and treifis, that's called nizdam, which means I'm not basing my business off nevelis and treifis. That's the example. A person who goes to McDonald's, he's entering a transaction. There is no way to say that this transaction is not here. This is a transaction. This transaction itself is a business transaction. Forget about the broader business of whatever I'm a contractor. This itself is a business transaction. And this transaction is 100% kaveh malach l'derasa. And so you can't buy a pile of work. That is Shitas Ramah. Now, if anyone who has ever asked a Shaila, they're going to find out that there's a Shach who disagrees. And I'm going to discuss the Shach because this Shach is very, very abused. This Shach is very misunderstood, I believe, and very abused. Yeah. Something I said? Yeah.
Okay. It's in the Tana, but let's say the worker is traveling for you and he gets a food stipend or some daily travel stipend, like just on a card, he buys himself a McDonald's.
So what do you mean on a card? Your credit card?
Company card.
So I want to discuss credit cards and I want to discuss company cards, and everyone should understand something. Just I'm taking a little of a side path here. If you've ever asked Shilas and Chosh and Mishpat, you could get very, very broad answers from Asa Deraisa or Mutal Chetchil on the same shot. Okay. And many people are frustrated by this. And I want to know why. And there's a bunch of reasons why. I'm not going to get into why it's like that. Assuming both parties are really knowledgeable, not one's making it up, one's not. But you should understand something. When we discuss, let's say, Yoridea, we're discussing the laws of a chicken. As far as anyone knows, the chicken didn't change. From the times of the Pesachim started writing about the chicken, till the time you're learning the chicken, it's the same chicken. There was a remember the leghorn tumble? Someone thought the chicken changed. But the chicken didn't change, same chicken. So we're talking about the same zach. So there's a certain conformity. And then you have a certain, the minhagim of how it was gepaskin, which prima gadims we do, we don't. So there is, when you discuss chosh mishvin, specifically to your question, like a credit card, no way, there's no such animal. So when you discuss chosh mishvin and all the systems that go in, the chicken changed and it doesn't look like a chicken, it's from outer space. And therefore, everyone starts making things up. Not in a bad way. And just, you have to be Mishayim. And that's why you find the Chesh Mishpat is a concept, Lefi, Einai, Rois, Hadayim. You have to just do the best you can and do what you think. Credit cards are very complicated. And they're so complicated that when I wrote my Sefer, I wrote, because this is what my father-in-law, who I asked my Shilas to, he felt at the time, that when you're buying something on a credit card, you are not really the purchaser because the money's coming from the borrower. And then after I printed my Sefer, he called me up and he says, I changed my mind. You can't say that. You can't say that. And I said, it's printed. It's too late. You understand? And anytime I give a shiur about this, there's always one wise guy that calls me up after and he's like, you said this and there's a Sefer, comments in the Sefer, you know, that says that. And I said, you're right. You know, it doesn't stim because he changed my mind. So ultimately, my father-in-law's of the opinion that when you use a credit card, that is your money. When you pay, now even though money is not kainos, money usually is not kaina, but there's a chumen yardeya, when you're buying these things, money is kainos, which means if I have my money and I pay a store and I say I'm prepaying and my work is coming in, it's mine. And they're giving my thing because money is kainos. And money could be kainos. I mean, I tell you, it's a Rashi Nazov, that's mash like that, or it could be a Darabonet. It doesn't really make a difference, because it's still Usher. It's for sure Usher in Shulchan Aruch, because you cannot be Makdim Mois, which means, I'm talking about really my money. A credit card is a little more complicated. Whose money, if it's called my money or it's not my money, because everything happens at once, and there's way too many people involved, and I have in that, and there's a bank, and there's a processor, and then there's the card, and there's the backers and the underwriters, and it's very complicated, and twice I've tried to really chew through it, and both times I ended up Tylenol. It's a headache. It's really a headache. And when we learn ribbons, we went through it. It's very difficult. But halach lemaisa, my father is of the opinion that if I'm taking a credit card, and this is going to be good, we have to talk about parties and the whole way, you know, of how people run their businesses. They have goyish parties and by the chagoyis or by New Year's, and they make holiday parties for the goyim, and I'm sure Rabbi Blazer has much to say about this whole culture, but halachically speaking, if the company is putting on the company card, and they're buying, the Yidden are buying Nevelis and Trefis. Yidden cannot buy Nevelis and Trefis. On my card, I'm paying for it, and we'll discuss other cases where it'll be much other cases, but it's very important.
If they buy their card, I reimburse them.
That's fine. I could pay chayvos. I'm allowed to pay a chayv. I'm not the purchaser of the food. I will get to it. I don't want to go out of order. I want to focus on this Ramah. We have a Ramah, Rabbi Yisrael, who says you cannot feed poilim dvarim asurim. Very, very important. This is negate to anyone who's giving presents, feeding his goyim, or he's making his parties, or these type of things, or he has goyim, or go out of town, and they have the card, and they expense it, and they have a right to expense it, because guys to eat. All these type of things. You have a Ramah, then it's Aser. If it's Aser, it's Aser deraisa. But then we have a Shach. And the Shach says, nope, it's Mutter. And this Shach is in Gimel. And it's not clear why the Shach says it's Mutter. And I'm going to read it. He says, when you coin it to give it, by matana, that's like a Mechira. When you're not just giving a present, you're going to feed him. And many, many times people call and ask Shilas to Rabbanim, or maybe not Rabbanim, and it's known that there's a Shach who's Mata Lahachl Poilov. Rabbi say, how could it be Mutter? I'm not allowed to give a present to a guy. How could it be Mutter? And I'm going to explain what the Shach says, and it's going to be very limited what the Heter is. You should know, Rabbi San, you all know this instinctively, but it's important to realize this. There are two types of workers in the world. There are workers who make you money and workers who cost you money. Okay? That's how it is. No, I don't mean in your business. I hope all your workers in your business are making you money. But when you go home and you have a cleaning lady, that's a worker who makes you money. It's a worker who costs you money. That's a worker who costs you money. It doesn't make you money. It's not part of your business. You have a driver. Well, maybe you can make an argument that they're saving you time. But let's say you just have, you're such a knacker that you have a driver who takes you to shul and takes you home. I'm always given as a, right? So these are what we call poilei beisoi. They're not poilei sod. They're workers in your house. You could have hand, if you have a big estate, you could have a handyman on site who works in your house. And he's your guy. You could have a pool guy who comes. You could have a person who comes to your house to mow the lawn and to trim your bushes. These people are not making you money. Okay? That's step one. Step two, Zakta Machmer Ephraim. If the shach's going to be matarit, he's going to be matarit when it's they are samech al shulchan, which means that you're obligated in contractually to feed them. Imagine you have a maid who's in your house. She works 7 days a week. She's available from the time she wakes up to the time she goes to sleep. She's not going to eat. She's going to die. And do it right. You know how she lives. You have to feed her. That's part of it. And I'm not saying you wrote a contract, but that's the way it works, and that's the minig ha'olam. So the Shach is saying a wonderful thing. A wonderful, wonderful thing, but quite limited. The Shach is telling us, am I allowed to buy food and feed my dog, Nevelis and Trefus? And the answer is yes. And I'm not comparing anybody to dogs. I'm just bringing out a halachic concept, because it's very important to understand this. If I buy Trefus food and feed my animal, am I doing Shachira? There's no tzad I'm doing Shachira. 100% mutter. 100% mutter. A person's let it go and buy meat, human-grade edible meat, that's nevelis and treifus, from minim to mayim, catfish, whatever, shrimp, whatever it is, also the rice, right? Are you allowed to feed it to your dog? And the answer is, you're allowed. You are allowed, okay? You have to be careful. You shouldn't be handling this food. That's a separate question. But you have equity. You own the food. You own the food. But in no sense is it part of my business. I'm not making money. I'm being nene, and nene is mutter. And that's another example. Another example, I didn't bring it because I don't know if it's relevant, but if you have a dog, it's relevant. There's no Issa Hanon Nevelis Treifus, right? Can you take chametz and feed it to your dog? You cannot. Can you take Nevelis and Treifus and feed it to your dog? You can, because it's not seen in the context of business. So the Shach is saying, essentially, it's the same thing. Why can't I take food, that's Nevelis and Treifus, lahachil lepoile besoy, to feed it to the workers in my house? What is the context of business? There's no context of business. I have to feed them. This is not a person who's here to make me money. Right? It's very important to understand this, because this shach has been so expanded, and I'll tell you in a second why, because I just got an email yesterday. I said, perfect. I'm going to print this out. Last night, I'm printing this out in the Shod Olam. So it's very important to understand this. The shach is saying that sometimes feeding poilim is not seen in the context of business. Understand? Okay. The Ramah and the Taz say it's still aser, because they look at it like a choiv. I have a choiv. There's a human being that I have a choiv to. You can't have a choiv to a dog. I have a choiv. I'm paying a choiv with Nevelis and Treifus. That itself has a context of business. And the Shach saying, that's not what it is. You have to look, take a step back. This worker's not in my business at all. The whole choiv is just, I have to feed the guy. And the Machan Avraham says this. We're talking about, it's mezoinus alecha. You have to feed him. My rabbi says shlita. Imagine you have a guy who you don't have to feed, and he's a contractor, you're a contractor, and you have poilim, and they're doing sheetrocking and electric and plumbing in Vineland, and you don't have to feed them. And now they have lunch break, and they want to go eat. And you say, you stay, I'm buying you food on the house. Not only did Chazal say, stama matana is business, this guy, he mamish has the revach lined up. If I'll get your food and I'll feed you, you'll work for me more, and then I'll finish faster, and then I'll get my money faster. It's 1,000,000% in the context of doing business. And I do not believe that the Shach would allow it. And so I'm going to show you an email I got, because this is where we're holding. Hello, Rabbi Kushner. Someone purchased an independent living, which means I purchased an independent living. Usually they don't provide food, But this one provides one meal a day, which means he plans to try to stop it, which means I want to try to stop it. But now he has to provide the meal. He has to feed them. Okay, so this is our introduction to the nursing home industry, which is not just there, it's the healthcare and the hospitality business, where people are feeding chevra tarfus. There's no kosher, it's this guy, wherever he is, wherever this nursing home is, the yidden will go where the nursing homes take them, and many times there's no kosher options, and there's no margins for kosher options, and even when there is kosher, they're not buying kosher, they're buying tarfus. So what's he doing, Rabbi Say? He's buying tarfus, and he's giving it to his chevra that he has to give a meal to. I would like to make the argument that although a nursing home, and I don't even know what he's talking about, but he has Makmar Mekaymus here. I would like to make the argument that although a nursing home, Rabbi Yashiv said, is called Tzchayra. I don't know, you don't need Rabbi Yashiv to know a nursing home is called Tzchayra. But Rabbi Yashiv said a nursing home is Tzchayra. That's because they need to take care of it, and they need to feed it, and it's part of the business. So it's not like feeding workers of the Shach. But here, it's an extra service that wouldn't be considered schair. So this is a guy who in the same sentence tells me that he has to give it, and he calls it extra. There's nothing extra about it. The nursing home, this facility is a for-profit facility. That's the first mistake he made. The Shach, the whole point of the Shach is, he's saying, don't look at it like I'm being perei a choiv. I'm paying a choiv to a worker, even though you really are paying a choiv to a worker, and that's the Taz's opinion. Don't look at it like that. Look at it like, I have a guy in my house. He's doing work, and I have to feed him. And it's Mazar Zalach, and I have to feed him. What's business about that? Okay, so we jump from that, Poyle Beisai, to a guy running a nursing home, and he wants to say, now, if you're running a nursing home, the products on the shelf, I don't mean to speak, you know, coarse, but the products on the shelf are not products like on a Walmart. They're the people, the old people, or the people. That's how you make money. These are the for-profit makers of the nursing, of the thing. If you don't have people, you don't make money. So you have to feed these money machines, you understand? And that's how you make money, right? That's the issue itself. You're taking Nevelis and you're taking Trefus, and somehow this came from a Shach. Totally outrageous. And it's outrageous, come out half of the Tushtel, the Shach says. The Shach, in my opinion, has to be limited. If it's not limited, the whole Kufi Zion becomes very, very hard to understand. It doesn't work. Understand? If we say that a person buying, again, if we say that a person going to a guy and saying, you're my cleaning lady, I want to buy you a present, here's Nevelis Atreifus, right? Talking about a cleaning lady that you don't have to feed. A cleaning lady comes 4 hours a day, and they come in hours when you don't have to feed them. Not all cleaning, a maid that's there a whole 7 days, you're going to have to feed them. But you come to a cleaning lady, and you say, I bought you a present for your holidays, and it's jerky, right? Right? The halach is, it's usher. There's no tzad to be mekel. You can't give matanis to a guy. If you can't, Rabbi say, give matanis to a guy, then you certainly can't give him a matana. And why? Why? Because he's going to be makatayv. So we're talking about a reciprocal. Chazal said, even though there's no strings attached, and there are no strings attached, you're talking about giving a matana to your garbage truck driver. You give him a matana to your garbage truck driver, right? It's very cynical to say, oh, this is a reciprocal thing, you want something back. But Chazal said, that's how it is. Because you're giving it to him because you want something back. And therefore, when someone is blocking your garbage truck, you hope, you're not thinking this all through, but you want to be on good terms with the guy. And that's what it means, it's reciprocal. And Chazal say, reciprocal, that's transaction, it's two ways. You're doing business with Nevelis Atreifus. A guy to go with a specific goal in mind, if I'll feed you from McDonald's, then you'll work more for me today. It's all clear, all outlined. To sell to the Shach is, in my opinion, completely, completely outrageous. You can't do it. What do nursing homes do? Well, the Torah doesn't actually speak about owning a nursing home. The Torah doesn't say every yid has an inborn right to own a nursing home. It's not really there. So it's not really my problem that I have to defend them. We'll talk about maybe some of the eitzes, but it doesn't have to be the riots. I don't know. It's not my problem. Yes. Once you get, very good question. I should have heard this right. Once it's nizdamnu, I think we're going to have to discuss nizdamnu tomorrow. Once it's nizdamnu, you are free to move around the country in the sense that you're free to do business with this. You could sell it. You could actually sell it. You don't have to give it away for free. Why could you sell it? Because Chazal followed through. I didn't. It's a buy and a sell. And the buy was I wasn't kaveh malachtoi to get it. So now I'm just selling it off. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to sell off. And it comes out. Let me just get. I want to just. So it comes out. It's almost backwards. If you get significant amount of beef jerky where it registers and you need it for the business, it's no longer nizdamnu. It's kaveh malachtoi. Then you can't sell it. Then you can't sell it. It has to go in the garbage. If you need it, you're not allowed to have it. And if you don't need it, and it's not part of your business, and you don't care about it, then it's nizdamnu. Then you could sell it. You understand? So if you need to sell it, you can sell it. And if you don't need to sell it, you could sell it. That's the way it works. I'm sorry?
You can give it to your workers
so you should speak to the guy who has the trailers, get the beef jerky, and give it to the guy and buy it. 100%. You could do that. We have to make like a, some sort of peer-to-peer service.
Gamach.
Right, like a gamach, a jerky gamach. Good deal. Yeah. So that's what my site.
So when you're driving for this feeder pilot, how does it work, Elijah?
So, yeah, we're going to discuss Eitzis. Rabbi Sai, it's Alach and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kufnun and Archaim. You could be Makdim Lezuz. You could give him money. And this is your money. You understand? If it's his money, I'm not paying directly my money to the store. I give him money. Here's money. Go buy something. Go buy food. That you could do.
And if there's leftover, it doesn't have to be that.
It's his money. It's his money. Now, many times businesses are not happy with this because they're thinking half about the business and half about their taxes, and they love expensing it. And money, cash, is not getting expensed, which theoretically can be. So if that's a problem, you buy a Visa card or an Amex card, prepaid. Here's $25, knock yourself out. So it's yours. It's yours to eat. It's yours to not eat. Do what you want with it. So that, it's a mefurish halacha, you can makdim le dinar. You give him money. But you cannot give money to the store, my rabbi said. If a person, let me just say a few applications, and then if a person, this is something I also heard from my shver, and this also Reb Blazer, I don't think he's happy with, but sometimes people go out to eat with goyim. And they have business lunches and business suppers, and they say they need to. Okay. And sometimes they're even in a place where there's no kosher food. So they're going to eat a water and an orange, right? And the guy's going to sit and he's going to eat. And the yid, and usually if you're going to see a yid and a guy eating, the yid is taking the guy out and the yid is thinking about how much money he can make. So which means the yid is paying the bill. The yid's paying the bill. Rabbi said, can you do that? So this is something I heard from my shach. The way it works, and this, I'm assuming it's still like this. The way it works is if you go to a restaurant and you order. So I'd like an orange and water. And he orders, and he's getting shrimp and the whole works. Okay. And halfway through, you realize you're not making money on this guy. The whole thing was a mekach toys. There's no money to be made in this guy. So instead of fearing this, you say, my work's done. I'm not paying a meal. This is not, there's no return on my investment. I'm not saying it's that cheretz. I'm just saying what happened. What would happen? You say, I'm not paying the bill. The guy said, what if you took me out to eat, right? So what happens is, if you call the manager does not do a forensic investigation, who's making money on who, and who's paying who. Who invited who? I need to see the text. Anyone who orders has to pay. Whoever orders has to pay. That's how it is. If six people order, really six people have to pay. You understand? So what happens is that if a guy goes, he's not ordering with time to company. You walk into a restaurant, a guy orders food, the guy has a chayv, the guy has to pay. If a guy has a chayv, I'm allowed to pay his chayv. So, Mamela, if you take a guy out to eat, you can pay the bill. You can pay the bill. Because it's his chayv. Imagine I have a worker, and the worker doesn't come in one day. And I say, what's going on? He's like, I can't come in anymore because my wages are being garnered. I owe so much money to a restaurant. I say, I'll pay your bill. I say, pay the bill, right? I'm paying, it's his.
So the guy
It doesn't work like that. It's really unique to a restaurant. Who's achroi to pay? They can't even call you. That's the way it is. They can't even call you and say you order it. They're not gonna. It's not how it works. Yeah.
What if you're going to a medical office and in order to get in there to have a meeting with them. You have to buy lunch.
Sorry? Who ordered?
The people in the office ordered.
Who's the yidins and who's the goyims?
The yid is the salesman, the goyim are the office.
Okay.
Okay, you're going into the office to have a sales meeting to sell the product.
And who ordered food?
They ordered the food. The yid, who's the salesman, picked up the food to bring it as a luncheon.
So you didn't pay for it. So no problem.
Pay for it. Credit card.
My
they
credit
did
card?
The order. They made the order because I don't know what they want. They asked you on your card.
They ordered it when your achrayah is to pay.
Correct.
Lehedya.
Yes.
See, this is getting. They ordered it mitami. Like, what happens if who do they come
you
at?
You can't even get in the door to have this meeting with them.
So really, the way you look at it is like if your credit card doesn't go through,
yeah.
Who do they have? Who are they suing? And if there's no clear answer, then I don't have a clear answer for you. That's really the way it is. But I'm just giving an example. When I have a secretary, I'm just giving an example because some cases are clear and some cases they're not clear, like your case. And if it's not clear, I don't have a clear answer. But if I have a Goyish secretary, and this goes on in Manhattan all the time, a Jewish law firm and the Goyim who stay late, they have a right to order food, right? On whose credit card? The company credit card, the Yiddish law firm. Who's making the order? The Goyish secretary. So the Goyish secretary calls with the credit card of the Yid, right? When that and they're calling Mitam the company. When that credit card doesn't go through, they're suing who? The secretary? Absolutely not. Because I'm like this, the secretary is authorized Mitam the company. So who's purchasing it? The company. So when it's clear that the customer, who's the customer? If the customer is the company, I'm calling Mitam the company, right? And then the credit card is being used from the company. The company is the purchaser. If the credit card fails, they go to the company and they say, your credit card got charged back, whatever it is. You owe us money. We're going to sue you for money. You understand?
When your worker's traveling and you give them a food stipend, and he has your card, so they're saying that he's working for you back in New York.
It's my cry. It's my
order. You came to my help. It doesn't order and pay me.
It doesn't. There's no. It's not two steps. There's no transaction. I was just trying to tell him. There's no two steps where I ordered and now there's a chayv. It's one thing. They're not giving this to you until you pay.
Why is that different?
And it's my money. It's the money buys it. I'm trying to tell you.
It's the same thing as a restaurant.
It's really not. So I'm going to say it one more time. I got the whole story. Listen. When I go and I eat, if I go to one of these fine dining experiences in Miami and I eat a steak, the steak's gone. I owe money. Okay? I owe money. The guy eats a steak. Who owes the money? It's two steps. You eat the food. You owe the money. Who owes the money? The person who ordered it. Okay, you got that so far? Okay, so the guy ordered a steak. The guy ate the steak. The guy owes the money. I have a guy with a bill. Can I pay a guy's bill? Yes. Okay, now, that's one case. You go to a grocery and you buy cereal. You know how you kind it? There's no bill and you pay. You're kind it by paying money.
It's like the dinner you pay before you pay after.
It's a very big difference. Very big difference. It's one transaction. Not a huge difference. It's just the difference. So what happens is that when you buy cereal, you're buying it through the money. That's it. That's the whole story.
So if you go into a restaurant that you pay in advance, you order at the kiosk, would be the case.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Okay, figure it out. I'm saying.
That is not the case.
I'm saying, figure it out. I gave you the formula. You're free to go now. I'm saying, you know.
He's too nice to call it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. One second.
A physician that has.
I'm sorry?
A physician that has other specialists that are referring him patients. So my parnasa is predicated on their referrals to me.
What is your job? You're a physician?
I'm a physician.
I would think a physician would also make money out of being a physician.
So I'm taking them out to dinner.
Good. Smart.
Based upon what you just said. So therefore, it's not feeding them like I'm feeding my housekeeper. I'm
correct.
Feeding them
correct.
As a hakaras hatov.
Got it.
Am I allowed to do that?
So, good question. And you're taking them to a trefa restaurant?
And I'm taking them to a restaurant of their choice.
Of their choice.
Their choice.
So, what I was saying is that when you take them out, there's two ways to do it. Sometimes when you take a lot of people out, you're like making an order before. I need this and this, and it's like a whole buffet.
Letting order.
You're letting them
I'm
order.
Letting them order.
So, my father-in-law is of the
bill. I'm covering the bill.
So, that's okay. But it's a very specific heter to your case. Because they order, and if I say I'm not paying, they all have to pay. I never told the company.
I'm going to lose my business. If I'm
not recommending it. I'm just saying. I'm simply saying that unless you call the restaurant before and say, I'm taking my chevra out, I'm paying the bill, I'm making the order, it's all on me, which people do. Right. They make like a party. That, it's on you. But if you just walk in, you and your six chevra, and everyone makes an order, everyone's achrayi to pay. And I'm covering the bill. It's a very specific halacha. I'm trying to give a heter. That heter would apply specifically to your case. But you move a little out of your case and it becomes us.
Because it is a form of hakar sato, but yet the hakar sato.
You're not the purchaser. You're not purchasing it. You're paying someone's bill. Okay, it's a very nuanced point. It's a good question and it's a nuanced point. Yes. We're good here. So now, how does a person... We'll discuss nursing homes tomorrow. We'll get to it. We'll get to Mizdamnu. It all comes in. I'm sorry? Very good. If a person has workers, or a person needs to make a holiday party, what do? They give the workers cash. They give the workers a Visa card. Or they say like this, use your credit card, buy it, and I'll pay you back.
Can they give them a gift card to a non-kosher restaurant?
Very good. Can a person, very good. Can a person buy a gift card to Arby's who has the meats? Can you buy a gift card? That's Makdim Ledinah.
No, but they don't.
Can you do that? Does Allah accept an oath? Oh, still a hakdin dinar.
They can buy French fries and coke.
Right, true. So if you're going to a steakhouse with $100, people have made this argument. I think it's false, but I gave you $100 steakhouse, and because that's not what it's for. It's for you know.
Weather to watch the week. They should eat
That's not what it's for. No, really, they're away and they're going to eat, and you're giving them a gift card. And a guy told me once, you know, and this is why you have to know what you're doing. You get into trouble. A person, he the halacha is but again chametz, but it's similar halachas. He didn't want any guy walking into his business with chametz. Now the halacha is a guy's allowed to walk into a worker's allowed to walk into your business. It's his chametz. He's allowed to bring his chametz and eat his chametz. It's his chametz, not my chametz. I'm not benefiting, right? But he don't want any chametz in his store. So what did he do? The exact opposite of what he should. The exact, literally, forget what he's supposed to do. And he went and he bought them gift cards. Buy a chametz sticker, trade for restaurant. And that is Asur Me'ikra Adin, probably deraisa. He's Makdim Ledinor. He went to the restaurant. He gave them money. They gave them a gift card. Just means they give you a certificate that you have a credit by us. And that's a halacha Shulchan Aruch. Asur Lahakdim Dinar Lechenveni, which is an old-fashioned aversion saying one cannot buy gift cards. For sure by chametz. Chametz is mufurish brought over there. Now you can make an argument. In Lechenveni, everything is chametz. There's no non-chametz. Could be. People have made this argument. I meant that he should buy a Coke for the next 6 years. Could be. But usually it's not conventionally looked like that. Okay, Rabbi Tzai, this has been wonderful. This is really a step one. Tomorrow, if we make it there, we mitzvah Shem, Lama Deleben, we should learn Nizdamnu, and we'll try to get into the nursing homes.
Why would you give them cash? You're not really giving them cash.
Yeah. Boom's invited next door. We're going to start in a few minutes. Lunch and another question and answer session with Rabbi Kushner.
The guy's on the subway.
That child I asked me is way bigger than I asked.
I'm sorry?
The child, the salesman walks into an office to buy lunch. In order to get into the door, one, they're being men. The only way to walk in and get a sale is to bring a lunch. The doctor probably says, point blank, you cannot come in with the doctor to pitch your sale unless you bring lunch. There are so many people in today's world that are doing this. The problem is there a halacha?
I don't know who's the purchaser. There's a lot of
ultimately he's being paid for by the sales rep, which is typically a year. Right? The question now becomes is like you asked, who's making the order?
Who's achroy to pay? That's the question. Because I can't answer you. I'm answering the question.
I'm telling you
who's achroy to pay?
100% the sales rep. They see no angle that is their achroy. Meaning, when I say
then I agree with you. Then it's awesome. Who's legally responsible to pay?
If they think that they are illegal to pay, they won't even let them in the
door. Okay. I agree with you. I don't
I have a problem with it.
What about shrimp? I want to go fishing and buying shrimp.
We're going to discuss this domino. We'll discuss this domino.
No, you're going to be Kamei Malachti to shrimp to go fishing.
You're going fishing and then you're not being Kamei Malachti. You're trying to catch fish.
No,
you got shrimp.
I buy and sell shrimp.
You're in the shrimp. Then you can't. That's the rice.
Why? Because I sell it to go, people go fishing.
Oh, it's the rice. It's a schayra. It's a schayra. You're a shrimp dealer.
Right.
It's a schayra.
No, but I'm saying, but it's not really.
What's your hatter?
I'm not selling it to a restaurant. I'm selling it to go fishing.
Oh, I didn't help you mean. It's bait. You don't say that. The mice, you don't say that. It's human grade food that's meant for eating. Well, it doesn't make a difference what the kabana of the coin is. You don't say that. It's You can't tell them that they should order and you'll cover it. There's no way to do that.
No. They won't even hear you as a potential opportunity to make a sale.
Can you ask a guy to do everything and then sell the guy?
In the middle of Jacksonville.
There's no way that you can tell them pay or give them a card or something like that.
Krispy Kreme. Like I did give them a Marshall Starbucks card. So in my eyes, you can buy a coffee or you can buy the Travis.
Starbucks has dual meaning, yeah.
Okay. But Starbucks is like that's already when you have them as a customer. I'm talking walking the door to a brand new office.
What do they say? What are they? It's just because they say you can't talk to us. You
feed on the door. It says a sign up sheet. You cannot come in and talk to the doctor without having a lunch. I said, forget it.
Weird people, yeah.
But I'm saying, what's the answer? He likes Christmas.
I don't know. There's a way. We have to just find
it. I'm going to call my old boss and ask him what his name is. I want to know. Yeah, it's a big one.
Many big men tell you never look for pizza.
No,
you did.
You have the vitamin.
You don't know if it's also their ice. Has a tam. Yeah, and there's a lot of different. You're making a bracha. I'm saying I don't know if it has an achil. I don't think so. All right. I need a cool.
You mean like a
no, that's kind of
If you have a bunch of snow, that form of snow,